What is a strength and conditioning coach in the National Football League? Well, basically, he's a coach that improves the player's physical attributes. So when we improve the player physically, then we ultimately give the coaches a much better product to perform on Sundays.
Hey, really extend through, extend high. Shoulders over the ball a little more.
Well, Harold Moses, doing an excellent job in the strength and conditioning aspect of our program, and really it covers a lot of ground. It starts with, in the offseason, getting the players prepared for training camp and the football season.
Don't think. Bring the hip. Strength and conditioning has become more popular in the National Football League, probably in the early 90s. You know, back when, before that, in the 80s, the guys would come in camp to get in shape. But now they saw such a benefit to more resistive training, weights and conditioning, and something more organized.
Right, you're trying to pull a ball with your arms. It's the shoulders and the legs that's involved in it. So what happened?
Changes have been dramatic. When I was with the Colts, we had a small room that had a universal gym in it, and that was basically it. You've seen the strength staffs grow as well as the equipment, and I'd say virtually every team in the league has an enormous weight room that has a lot of equipment, and that's far cry from the universal gym day.
Stand. Ball a little far away from the body line, right? Guys dribbling away from the body line a little bit. Not bad. You know, you're gonna have like three reps and probably maybe get one, maybe two good reps out of it. The first one you're thinking it through, the second one you just hit it. Stay tight in the body line. You don't want to get too far away. You want to build a program that's beneficial to a guy in respect to his position. So I don't want a defensive lineman backpedaling like a defensive back. Then we got problems. But I think that's one of the main ingredients this program has. I think from a technology standpoint, the iPads, they come in and guys come in, and now we're able to video a guy right on the spot and teach him and use it as a teaching tool. And these things help, and helps bringing a player, integrating him back onto the field. And, you know, the coaches want to know if guys are improving.
It's really a daily thing that, we work on continuously with the players. We have some players who are obviously, playing a lot of football every week, and their needs are a little bit different than guys, for example, who are on the practice squad, who are more in the developmental stage of their career. And so the programs are a little bit different for those players because their needs are different.
But we have great support through the staff, through our training staff, great support with the head coach. But I think a lot of people don't realize what goes into it. It's not like we just spot guys, a squat, a bench press, and you're done. Keep it tight. Come down, strike the ball.
Well, that's all about what training's about, really, is to prepare the athletes, and all the things that will continue to not only help them perform on the field, but also, physically to stay in the field.
At the end of the day, we're here for football, and I know the business that I'm in, and winning counts. But at the same time, when I see guys more explosive, when I see guys stronger, more powerful, when I see injuries decrease significantly, when you get a guy to tell you, coach, you've helped me become a better football player, all these things are, that's our reward.